Hello, everybody. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Travis.
Welcome to the Best Small Town Podcast,
where we talk about...
What else?
Adventures in Odyssey. A place of wonders.
Excitement.
And discovery.
Are you ready? Let's go.
Go where?
Oh, I don't know if I should do the podcast.
Podcast?
Yeah, didn't you get the script? We've been playing this like for the last hour.
Yeah.
Well. You need to pay more attention. Okay, we're on. Hello again, I'm Jeremy, and welcome to the very first episode of the Best Small Town Podcast. Why is it called that? Pretty much because we weren't creative enough to come up with anything better. So, I know there are already several of podcasts out there based on Adventures in Odyssey, but hey, wouldn't everybody agree that such a great program deserves as many podcasts as it can get, huh? Yeah? Okay, well, maybe not. But since I'm such a big fan, I made a podcast anyway. So, I hope you enjoy today's episode, and, you know, go ahead and let us know what you think. Over to you, Trev.
Thanks, Jeremy. I'm here in the streets of Odyssey, getting ready to interview some people about this unique little town. How did I, a mere fan, get the opportunity to walk the streets of real Odyssey? Well, I have connections, you know. Unfortunately, Wits End is closed for the time being, and so I wasn't able to talk to any of its employees. Figures. Apparently, it closed for some, plumbing issues? I'm gonna try to look into that. Anyway. Well, what do you know? Pete's Plumbing. I wonder if Pete's here.
How can I help you?
Oh, Pete, I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions.
I'm not Pete.
Oh, so...
I'm the secretary.
Oh, so...
If you want, you can go into her office over there.
Her?
Come on in.
Okay, Pete?
Oh, no, that's a boy's name, silly. I'm not a boy, see?
And you're the plumber.
Oh, why, yes.
And your business is called Pete's Plumbing because...
Well, would you rather it have been called Francine's Plumbing?
I see.
So you had some questions for me?
Oh yeah. You're doing the plumbing at Wits End, right?
Oh yes, lovely place.
So what seems to be the problem?
Well, you know, it's the funniest thing. Early yesterday morning, all the sinks stopped working. Investigation revealed a 10-pound clump of green bubblegum clogging the main pipe.
Bubblegum?
Indeed. The owner, Mr. John Whitaker, says he suspects a certain Woosin Bassett.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Well, I'm not pleased. I've had to work overtime on that thing.
So how soon do you think it'll be until it's open again?
I don't know. Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Then that's not so bad.
Not so bad. It's all this work I have to do. I don't get paid enough. This old piece of junk.
Okay, well, have a nice day.
Yeah, nice day, likely. Oh, this, you just ruined my day.
Oh, well, I'll be going now.
Yeah, you will. Crazy.
Yeah, well, have a nice day, Pete.
I'm not Pete.
Well, that was just another example of the friendliness of Odyssey. But anyway, well, I guess my mission is done here. The Wits End is opening tomorrow, and, I guess that wraps everything up.
Hello, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Travis.
Get ready for a time, mystery,
discovery,
and more mystery.
We are
the Odyssey
Investigators.
We investigate.
What else?
Odyssey. We're supposed to say that together.
Yeah, well, I did.
No, you didn't. It was quiet in the streets of Odyssey. Unusually quiet. Maybe because it was only 2 in the morning. The sounds of crickets. Our footsteps. Travis walking into a pole.
I meant to do that.
These sounds were all that could be heard. Echoing through the streets as we walked along, skillfully making our way through the darkness.
Whoa!
Hey, shut up! Just another example of the friendliness of Odyssey.
Nice going, Travis. Finally, we made it to Wit's End. Which was close.
Figures.
Well, what did you expect at 3 in the morning? Fortunately, we are not the type to get easily discouraged. We simply went back again when it opened.
Oh, I didn't get enough sleep last night.
Stop complaining.
Oh, good afternoon. What can I do for you?
Connie Kendall, Jeremy R., Special Investigator for Campbell County.
And my name's Travis, I'm special too.
You sent for us about a certain tunnel?
Oh, yeah, the tunnel, that's right.
Connie led us down the stairs to the basement and walked to the other side where she opened a door. There was the famous tunnel of Wit's End. This tunnel has quite a history. Being used for the Underground Railroad, enduring an explosion that took a man's life, and even a recent demolition process. Yet there it stands, an ominous and dark passage, sitting silently like something dead.
I'm hungry.
Stop complaining. We have work to do. So what exactly is our assignment today? Are we going to be saving people's lives, thwarting bank robberies?
Not exactly. Connie wanted us to find and exterminate the, rat nest down here.
Rats? She called in special investigators for that!
Apparently they're sneaky rats.
Alright, let's get to it. How does one go about finding a rat nest?
Well, I guess we start looking.
Fine. Wow, those rats have really chewed a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, garbage, even the wood support. What are you thinking about?
How long have they had a rat problem down here?
A year?
I wonder how the explosives survived with the rats chewing everything in sight.
Explosives?
Sure, for the demolition.
This is a construction site, Mr. Whisperer, for renovation. And as it happens, some demolition. There are strategically placed explosives all through the tunnels.
I see. The rats would have chewed the wires.
And then got sent to Kingdom Come.
Along with everything else.
You know, I've been thinking...
Again?
Wouldn't it be very convenient if we found an undetonated bomb with its wires continually being chewed away, every second making it closer to detonation, and we defused it and became heroes?
Nah, that's too cliche.
Then why is there a rat behind you chewing away at the wires of an undetonated bomb?
Wow, you're good.
Actually, I saw that earlier.
This is turning into a ridiculous storyline.
You try writing the script.
Well, I guess we'd better defuse it.
And we've only got a minute. Sounds like something kicked up a gear.
Oh, great. Those crazy rats. Okay, the red wire is chewed down to a thread. The blue wire has been chewed completely, and the black wire is still intact.
So, what's that?
I have no idea.
Only 480 seconds.
Where'd you figure that?
The little readout above the bomb.
Handy.
Okay, this should be easy. I'll patch into the detonator and reroute the signal without breaking the circuit.
It didn't even make sense.
Almost there. Done!
Wow, you did it.
Well, I couldn't just let Wit's End blow up, could I?
Good point. Did I mention how lame this is?
That's it! You're writing the next script. I am so sick and tired of your complaining. You want it perfect. You can make it perfect. I'm leaving. I've had enough.
I said, hey, take it easy. I was only saying how cliche it is. I mean, like, we just happened to detonate this, like defuse this bomb after, like, right before it detonates.
Well, it was, exciting, I'd have to say.
Well, you know. Exciting is, you know.
Well, how did you like my girl's voice in the first part?
Oh, it was good.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah, sure. Do it.
You can tell this part isn't scripted.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, well, I guess that wraps up the Best Small Town Podcast.
Yeah.
It sure does. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Travis.
And we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
There will be a next time, right?
Well, if you write the script, yeah.
Don't complain this time.
Okay.